Grace and peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Like I was saying earlier, Pentecost is not just the end of the Easter season, but the beginning of a growth season. In the Jewish tradition, like I said also, Pentecost was a harvest festival, one of many that takes place over the course of the traditional Jewish calendar. But even though a harvest festival might seem to occur at the end of a season, at a time when the growing has been completed, harvest festivals for Jews and other cultures connected to the land, harvest festivals signify not just an ending, but also, and perhaps more importantly, a beginning. I wrote to you in the last issue of the Bethlehem Star, our newsletter, about the rite of graduation, about how even though graduation is seen as the end of a course of study, the term graduation and the intention of the ceremony really is to mark a beginning. When one is graduated, one is stepped up, set upon the beginning of a new level of work and responsibility. The desire isn't that progress stops, but that it begins anew. And our friend Don Beller enlightened me further about the graduation ceremony by calling to mind that such occasions include often a commencement address, right? A commencement address to the graduates. Commencement signifies that something has begun, that something has started, commenced. And so Pentecost is the commencement of a time in our church year when we have both completed a course of study over the past seasons, and now we're about to embark on a journey of discovery, almost as if we are recent graduates. But both experiences are important, aren't they? Both the schooling and the real life experience out in the working world. I've sometimes thought about which would be better, a surgeon who has just graduated medical school with all of the latest knowledge, or the surgeon who has had years to practice and hone the skills necessary to perfect their art. There's a part of me that doesn't want to see the diploma on the doctor's wall. I want to see the last continuing education course that they took. The harvest of Pentecost, like the harvest of graduation, is an invitation to begin the feast that so recently has been growing in the field, maturing in the mind and the body, being made ready for us and many others to consume for the sake of nourishment in a hungry world. As I thought about Pentecost this week, thinking about what to talk about today, I couldn't help but continue to go back to the vote that we held last week at our congregation meeting about our partnership with Eidsvold Lutheran Church in Summers. A kind of graduation or harvest was experienced in that vote of affirmation, a vote to reap the benefits of much prayer and thought and words written on paper and emails, whiteboards and documents. All of the care that went in to carefully consider what God is doing among us and between us, these two congregations, all of that was harvested in two votes, one here at Bethlehem and one at Eidsvold, both unanimous, both opening up to us a new beginning for a future of mission and ministry. And as I spoke with some people in the past week about the success of our newly formed partnership, some of them quite wisely commented, well, now the real work begins. And it's true. Now the real work of living into the reality has commenced. And And it's going to take all of us as disciples to make it happen. Notice how in the story of Pentecost, in the second chapter of Acts, the Spirit comes among those disciples. The Spirit comes not to offer training, not to ask for volunteers, not to debate the wisdom of a future course of action. The Spirit at Pentecost comes not with a sign-up sheet, but with a draft card for each of those apostles. A draft card that compels the service of each of them. We also celebrate Memorial Day weekend today. We honor and give thanks to God for those who have given their lives in military service on behalf of our nation. And it's true that many who have served over the years did so because they chose to enlist. They signed up for the sake of a tour of duty or even a career in the military. But there are also those whose numbers were drawn, who received the notice in the mail of when and where to report for duty. Representatives from both groups are honored each Memorial Day because a bullet or an IED, doesn't distinguish between the one who chooses and the one who is chosen. And while the work of our military may not be perfect, its mission, I believe, remains good. To protect and serve the ideals of democracy at home and abroad, and to offer service of support to people in need around the world. One could say that God works through the efforts of our military personnel and systems to share the love of God. One could say that to serve in the military, as is the case for any vocation, is to be chosen by the Spirit. The Spirit at Pentecost chooses the one who will serve in all manners of life. The Spirit touches each one with a fire that burns through their hearts and minds and comes out through their voices, which others in the crowd hear as languages of their own native land. And while they hear, what they hear is the message of the gospel, the message of hope and salvation in the one whom God has sent into the world. The same thing is happening among us today. The Holy Spirit continues to blow through our world whenever we are reminded of the transformation that has happened in our lives because of God, in Jesus' love, even when we were yet sinners. And when that fire touches our hearts and sends us out in the world to share salvation with others, it's the Holy Spirit who will cause us to speak in the languages of others as well. When I was in high school, I took German classes, and also in college. I learned enough to pass the tests and receive a passing grade, but I've never been anywhere close to fluent in German, and that was over 30 years ago now. When I traveled to Germany a few years ago, I tried to ask for mustard at a sandwich shop, thinking that the word for yellow, I didn't know the word for mustard, but I figured, okay, I know the word for yellow, I thought. And I thought it was geld. The word for yellow, I thought, was geld. It's not. The word for yellow is gelb, with a B. Geld means money. I was saying, I want some money. I'm lucky I didn't get arrested for trying to rob the place. The disciples must have been grateful that they apparently learned to speak these other language instantaneously. But perhaps it's not always the physical language that the Spirit gives to us. Maybe, Maybe the Spirit is calling us to speak the cultural language of others, the way people interact with each other in unique and special ways, ways that might be different from what we're used to. Maybe the Spirit is calling us to learn the patterns of our neighbors' lives, patterns that are not like our own, but in this way bring to them the transformational grace of God. And maybe it's not necessary for us, like the disciples, to learn this language instantly. Maybe for us it will take some time. This new partnership with our brothers and sisters at Eidsvold has set before us a new beginning. The opportunity to help continue the ministry that has been going on in that place, while at the same time opening up new opportunities for Bethlehem and our shared community, our neighbors who live all around us. Might we ask that the Holy Spirit blow through our lives once again and teach us the language of those in our world with whom God is calling us to share the message of the gospel? Do you think that those tongues of fire might rest upon our souls so that we are compelled to burn with the fire of love and justice and peace for the sake of people living right here in the Flathead Valley? Pentecost isn't just something that happened in Jerusalem a long, long time ago. Pentecost is happening right here, right now, in this congregation today. It's happening among Lutherans of the Flathead Valley, just as it has for over 125 years. But it isn't the end of a term. It isn't a graduation that means we're done with all of that school nonsense and we're just going to kick back and eat mom's cooking and play video games all day. Now the work begins. Now is the time to start putting those skills to good use. But there is certainly time for celebration, for giving thanks to the God who has brought us through these seasons of learning and growing in the faith. There's time for celebrating the wind and the fire that has formed us and shaped us into the people of God that God wants us to be. And thanks be to God that there will still be much to learn as we go. Even a surgeon and a guy that took German classes in high school knows that there's always new skills to learn. For today, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice in the Spirit that has set us afire with God's love, a love that will continue to nourish and bless us as God's people for years to come, love that will speak to the people of our Flathead Valley in the languages that they will be able to hear and understand so that they too might graduate with us into the joy of Jesus. Welcome. Welcome to the beginning of our new lives together in the Spirit. Amen.